The conflict in Ukraine has been going on now since 2014. Just for context, that is longer than World War I. It all began when Russia surreptitiously occupied the Crimean Peninsula, including the key naval bases at Sevastopol. That was February 2014. A few months later, in April, pro-Russian elements raised the flag of insurrection in eastern Ukraine with covert support from Mother Russia. Since then, the conflict has killed an estimated 14,000 people. So what has the U.S. been doing about Ukraine? Kurt Volker is U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Negotiations.
Well, several things. On the one hand, it's been very important to strengthen Ukraine as a country. So in terms of its democracy, its economy, its military capabilities, so that it is sustainable and it's clear that Russia is not going to be having any kind of decisive impact on the future of the country. Ukraine has become more unified, more stable, more prosperous, more pro-Western, more pro-NATO, more pro-EU, and more Russia-skeptic than ever before. So in terms of any strategic objective, we've kind of already seen that Russia has been denied that strategic objective.
Yeah, but
the second piece of
keeping
that,
keeping Ukraine as a country does include that territory in the east, though, doesn't it?
Of course, yes, of course. The second piece of seeking a peace and resolution here is to hold out a hand of being willing to negotiate to bring that territory back under Ukrainian control. Thus far, we've not had much progress on the diplomatic track. Russia still denies its responsibilities for leading the occupying forces and for paying for them and for preventing a ceasefire, not withdrawing their heavy weapons, not disbanding the illegal armed groups. So Russia's in denial about that and trying to put the blame onto Ukraine. I hope, however, that with the new Ukrainian president, new Ukrainian government, there will be some new opportunities here for negotiation as well. And that's what we're going to be testing in the next few weeks. What we need is a more constructive Russian approach. Maybe as Ukraine gets stronger and more stable, and it's clear that Russia is not gaining anything by this conflict, that Russia will be, in fact, willing to eventually negotiate a solution.
Is a hope that if an agreement on eastern Ukraine is successful, that Crimea could enter the picture at a later stage?
Well, I would hope that. I'm frankly not optimistic about that. Given what we have heard from the Russians, they refuse to even discuss it. So I think of this more like the situation with the Baltic states, where we had a situation where the Soviet Union took over their territory and tried to forcibly incorporate them into the Soviet Union. We issued a declaration in 1940 called the Wells Declaration, where we rejected that forcible takeover. And it's lasted a very long time, but eventually the Baltic states did get their independence back. And I see a parallel here with Crimea. We're not going to see quick movement on Crimea, but likewise, no one is going to accept that it has been taken over by Russia. And in the end of the day, I would expect that it eventually will become restored as a part of Ukraine. It's just going to take a very long time.
I'm curious, Ambassador, how often do you consult with President Trump? And what's your sense of how Trump would like to see the conflict in Ukraine, as well as the occupation of Crimea, resolved?
Well, I think that, you know, he said in his very first meeting with President Putin that Ukraine matters and that this is in the way of establishing a better U.S.-Russia relationship. And that has proven to be true over the last couple of years, that we haven't made progress anywhere as this is still in the way. So I'm in very close contact with the entire team. I've met with the president, and we've talked through where we are. The president is very skeptical, frankly, that Russia has the intention to end the conflict or walk away or come to a real resolution. But he's willing to keep a hand outstretched to try if Russia is willing, and that's what we need to be doing. There's a lot of engagement here. And in addition to my efforts, we have a lot of other people that are committed to this. I work very closely with all of them. And I think it has actually produced, I have to say, a more positive result than some people might have thought a couple of years ago. If you wind back the clock and you say, well, what were people asking in 2017? They were asking whether the Trump administration would recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea, or whether we would be lifting sanctions, or whether the EU would be lifting sanctions, and would the Trump administration be willing to lift the Obama-era arms embargo? And all of those things have taken place, and they've all strengthened the situation for Ukraine and made Russia's invasion and occupation less and less tenable.
Ambassador Kurt Volker, U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Negotiations, thanks very much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.